Recorded live.
God help us. Why did it have to be like this? Why did we have to have... What kind of planet is this where psychopathic murdering killers run everything?
It's been 8 years since we lost the Twin Towers. Cried great tears since Bush been in power. It's homicide, the way the bombs have been flying. Osama been hiding, but Obama and Biden will promise to find him. Rhyme with vengeance, taste like lime and lemon. I am legend, expose the truth behind 9/11. Wide selection at a demon's olive bar. Just call me North American Simon Bolivar. Flow so heavy, no Savetsky like Dostoevsky. Raps Luke Rutkowski, can't rebuke Bukowski. A comma slices, an ominous thesis. Dominant species traumatizes society, toppling's easy. I need a bigger page, forget your age. Explosive like picture frames by Richard Gage. Zeitgeist, bright lights, arrive like foreigners. This is a mic hype, live performers at five corners. We could be big or be small like Victory Hall, but divided we stand, the quicker we fall. Proletariat, could've stole the whole chariot. The hope, tell Marius, goal is nefarious. Dingbats bring hate into swing stage. Dull diction, pulp fiction, like Bing Rames. Singing crazy, King James. A pigeon smithy, a smidgen pithy, indie mingling. Bitches and witty, Lindy England. Have you block Greek by Martin and Lockheed? Towelhead, become jargon for a Roxy. Your opinions are pompous, mission accomplished. Dominion and conquest is the position of Congress. House and Senate, free cheese, the mouse is incentive. Secret accounts invented. It's not votes in the election, but who counts it, defends it. And we individuals, that's why it sounds independent.
Wake up, cynical, from the drug chemical, dub minerals, we bug clinical, you suck typical, we reach the fucking pinnacle, subliminal, political, thug criminal.
Heard God forgive sinner, so I'm about to have rosary beads tattered on my forearm, I have the cross down on my trigger finger, murder before breakfast, I'm a serial killer, plus the charms won't save your ass, if you're religious, hope you stay in your prayers. So you get saved by a savior, I mean either way, you're gonna go there to jail, help me decide. And when he saw that D.E. on, he froze up like Freon. The last thing that he saw, only difference between us now, side of the yellow tape that we on. Keep smelling burnt hair when the flames near nine. He is gone like enter athlete's name here. Ain't got to cope, my life's ready on the line. Conscious hottest live, top six minus five. Lower top life is mine. If the next 2.4 is bags, I'm a 0.5 a dime. Life and crime, nice ride, ice to wine. Gotta write the time, ain't gonna stop till the height is mine. Wanna pipe my shine? Ike, that's fine. Leave me smoking like a pipe my high. Change just makes sense.
That's why we need change.
Now we got change like your diaper's dry. Wanna walk in my shoes, we make a mile of mine. Oh, you a size 8? Well, I think I got a 9 that's right your size. You were sent there with a blade. I'm a ninja with a dillinger. Hold up against that make me shogun. Cause there ain't hold up the shogun. Conscious, I promise. Lyrically, there's nothing beyond it. Take me serious like a high school bomb. There to get buried in your high school prom dress.
Wake up cynical, from the drug chemicals, dub minerals, we bug clinical, you suck typical, you reach the fucking pinnacle, subliminal, political, dub criminals.
Black murders, the government gives them the drugs, builds bigger prisons, passes a three-strike law, and then wants us to sing God Bless America? No, 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 not God Bless America, God damn America, America, America.
This show contains mature truth content. Listener discretion is advised. One pissed off Puerto Rican got tired of being bombarded by bullshit and lies, so he started a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror in their faces, he kicks them in the balls. This is the Crotch Shots Radio Show.
Hey, what's up? This is Louis B. Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Today is the Unsigned Rock Artist Listening Party. My voice is fucking haggard because I'm too busy screaming. I was at the End the Federal Reserve protest in downtown Manhattan today, trying to raise awareness on hopefully save the country from further financial ruin at the hands of the Federal Reserve, as some of you may know or may have heard because of people like Ron Paul and all his supporters. that the Federal Reserve is not a real federal system and all that. You could do the research yourself. Today is the music show, so other thing, fuck the MTA. Seriously, fuck you, MTA. The Mass Transit Authority here in New York City wants to raise fares from $2 a ride, which is, when I speak to people from out of state, fucking ridiculous, to possibly $3 a ride. Because there are either $800 billion or $8 billion in the hole. When they last raised it from $1.50 to $2, they were caught with keeping two books, and they had a surplus. Well, they kept them with the surplus because they were like, oh, it's going to cost a lot more money to switch back from $2 to $1.50. Now they're talking about laying off people who are in unions. Union workers. Big F you to the fucking NBA. Big F you to the fucking Federal Reserve. Yeah. So anyways, enough of me bitching. Let's get to the music. I'm gonna play one of my boys, another one of my favorite bands. This is Section 8 Cartel with their song Schizoid on the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Yeah.
the Crotch Out Radio Show. Check them out, myspace.com/Section 8 Cartel. Apparently, I think I gotta keep my raise my voice. Can't really be talking low. I gotta speak up. So screw it. I'm fucking upgrading to a damn Apple computer. Either that, it's probably freaking talk show. I don't even know. But for me to even my voice is really fucked up from screaming. But anyways, yeah, that was Section 8 Cartel with their song Schizoid. Went to their show. Fucking sick. Yeah, well, guess one is saying your voice is half the volume of the music. Can you at least hear me clearly? As I wait for the answer. I mean, if you can hear me clearly and just my voice is low. See, for some reason. How come this damn... I turn the race... Yeah, I'm coming in through clearly. But, yeah, for some reason, it's not, Let's see what the hell... Yeah, I mean... Yeah, my microphone is up. Yeah, oh crap, I don't even know. I unmuted my mic, which is probably it. So, yeah. Let me see. Back to recording. Just filing for recording, and yeah, it's dumb. I don't know. Well, as long as people can hear me and I just gotta raise my voice. Anyways, yeah. This is, man, screw it. Next group I'm gonna play is, Five Cases of a Tragedy with the Unseen on the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
You never really told me who.
Tragedy with their song Through the Unseen. Actually, they're playing a concert tonight. Wish I was able to go, but since it's up in the Bronx, I'm not going to get there in time. Yeah, so I hope they have a good show tonight. You can check out their show times or check them out. Their MySpace is myspace.com/5coat. And you spell out five, F-I-V-E, coat, which is short for Five Cases of a Tragedy. These kids are from Washington Heights. They just got signed, so watch out. Jonas Brothers, watch out. All these freaking kiddie pop bullshit bands. These guys actually got some talent. Fuck Disney.
Fuck them. Fuck them. I denounce Disney.
Gonna play some more dope ass music. In fact, we got some new music from Paul Maggot. Gonna play his new song, The Wild, on the Crowd Shot Radio Show. Song The Wild. got Rodecast Radio. He asked if I use GarageBand.com. No, man, I don't use GarageBand.com. What I do is I go on Craigslist and I actually search. I actually post ads and be like, yo, you want to be on a show? Boom, send us a track and give us permission to play it on the show. If I like it, they get played. I play this shit on my show. That's how I do it, man. I actually do the footwork, and I'd be like, hey, yo, I make calls, man. I make contacts. That's how we do shit. So, yeah, no, that was Paul Maggot with his song, The Wild. Check him out, myspace.com/PaulMaggot. Gonna play his first song that he's ever sent us with Unknown on the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Hope you enjoy it.
From the sky and sea we came, mad animals too strong to tame. We walk the earth as warriors do, with no fear, nothing to lose. Created myths for people in need, thought we would fail, but you all
myspace.com/PaulMaggot. like to thank Rocast Radio and Patience Poets. Mi Corazon is on the line.
Hey, what's up, Louie?
Hey, Gloss.
Yo, vale.
My voice is a little trash because I was at the End the Feather Reserve protest here in Lower Manhattan in New York City.
Cool. Did the cops get out of line?
No, they didn't. No, they actually escorted us, even though we were 1,000 strong. We had.
Well, it's their job. They're supposed to protect you while you're out there.
Yeah, we were close to 1,000 people deep over there. Everyone, no matter whether you were a 9/11 truther or a Ron Paul fanatic, we were all there for one reason and one reason only, to take down the Federal Reserve and tell them to cut the shit. So, yeah, even though it was cold as balls, man, a lot of people showed up because they know. They know that it's the whole system is fucked up. And we can't be having private companies issuing our money and basically telling us to go screw. And then asking, enslaving us. So, you know, down with them.
I know, and now that the government's funding them, bailing them out. No banker left behind, please. Ain't happening, Captain. Not here.
Yeah, we actually started a chant like, "No change in Obama, no change." Oh, that pissed some people off.
You had a bunch of Obamanation people?
No. We were like, "No change with Obama, no change." Oh, the people when we, especially when we were marching down Greenwich Village, which is very liberal neighborhood. Very
mm-hmm.
liberal. Or wannabe liberal. how would you pronounce this? Like hipster, hipsters. They're like, I don't know. Anyways, fuck it. Back to the music. This is gonna play some. I haven't played this group in a while. This is Someday Static with Alice on the Crowdshot Radio Show.
Cause you're mad, you can't impact.
That was Someday Static with their song Alice on a Crotchot Radio Show. Check them out, myspace.com/SomedayStatic. We got Patience Poet and Roadcast Radio.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, dude.
Hey, nice show, man. I like it. Sounds good so far. I only listened for a few minutes, but I like the whole unsigned artist thing. That's all right.
Yeah, no, man. I like New York City has such a fantastic rock scene that, you know, you get, like, professional-sounding artists.
Yep.
That they don't have a contract, and it dumbfounds me why a lot of these groups aren't signed.
Yeah, I'm with you. There's a lot of stuff out there. It's just unbelievable. It's like, how are these guys not getting played?
It's just like actually in the literary world, a lot of really, really good writers never get an opportunity because they can't get an agent, and agents won't look at you unless you've been published. Well, what do you do if you're a great writer and you're new? You know, you gotta get lucky, you know?
Well, I mean, this is why the internet is so great, because you know what? If it wasn't for the internet, these guys would not be getting played.
Right. No, you're right about that.
Yeah.
And with writers, you know what? Internet as well, because you could post on the blog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every day you could probably have a story, put a chapter out there, boom, every day. And if it gets popular, then all the hits, and then, you know, with shit like AdSense, you know, you could really rake in the dough and probably make even more money.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, you know, I actually met my agent on the internet, and it was the strangest situation. A friend of mine said, quick, go to this chat room, your poetry, and this guy is an agent, and this and that, you know, I mean, you can't really sell poetry, you know, you have to, you know, anybody can write a poem, but, you know, if you can write really good prose, and you've got a great idea for a book that's marketable, you're still not going to get seen because you have to know somebody. Well, I knew somebody that, you know, knew that there was a guy doing a class, and I went in there, and he said, pick a fight with him. I had to pick an argument with an agent, a grammar war, okay, and I had to win in order for him even to look at my stuff. Otherwise, agents don't even look at your stuff. And that's across the board, even with music, you know. You know, good agencies, you know, you send them your tapes, you send them your CDs, they don't look at them.
No,
I
know.
You have to already be accomplished.
The internet has changed everything as far as being able to connect with people. You know, before it was, you know, a lot of footwork and just basically chasing down leads and trying to find somebody. Like you said, you got to know the right people. Well, it's a lot easier to hook up with people on the internet now than it was, you know, going door to door and trying to shove your stuff at people's face. People don't want to listen to you. So you're right. The internet has changed a lot, especially in regards to music.
Yeah, and also, I mean, a lot of times you could just cut out the whole middleman and reach your audience easily. Just build your fan base, and before a group makes it that much easier to bargain. Because hey, look, I got all these fans. They come to my show, they pay me the money, and I can sell, you know, what can you do for me that I haven't done for myself already?
Yeah, exactly. And it turns the tables, because agents are really supposed to work for you.
Yeah.
And now it's like, you know, the agents are like, well, why don't you do the book proposal? You're not supposed to do the book proposal, that's the agent's job. You're not supposed to do the album proposal, that's supposed to be the agent's job. They're the ones supposed to be setting up the meetings with, you know, Columbia Records and whatnot, you know?
Yeah, and
right.
a lot of times, I mean, these bands are, you know, it's like, why even f***ing bother getting a lot of more money just being out there doing gigs, and the more people that you build, the bigger fan base.
Yep.
It's like, why, you know, what's the point? Because, I mean, most people can become musicians that entertain people, and if they're already doing that, doing just that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Louis, I gotta go, man. You got a great show, and I got my own stuff to do here too. So I just want to check in and say hi.
Hey, promote your show.
It's Roadcast Radio. Actually, I hate to promote it because we're trying to retool it and do a different one. So we haven't even picked out a name yet. But yeah, we're just doing the podcasting thing, just having fun.
All I hear you. All right, man. So, yeah, just save me as a friend so that way I can find you later.
Yeah, I'll do that. Nice hooking up with you.
Cool, man.
Thanks.
Cool. That was Rogue Cat. Thanks for calling in, dog. Road Dog. Got the Road Dog on.
Road Dog.
Road Dog's going.
I think that's actually a music term.
Oh, really?
Initially, yeah, when you're on the road touring.
Damn.
I don't know. Huh?
My voice is really fucked up right now.
That's okay. I am looking for papers to roll a cigarette. I've lost my papers.
Oh, your papers. You don't need no stinking papers. Anyways, let's go back to the music.
Indeed.
Indeed.
My kitty liked the song.
Oh, you really liked Alice from Someday Static?
The last song that you played?
Yeah,
the girl's
Alice.
Voice was so sweet. The kitten heard it through the phone, and he cocked his head to the side, and he was like, huh? It was cool.
Someday Static, so good that even kittens groove to it. Yeah, I gotta send an email to her. Malin Bray, man, she got a fantastic voice.
Yeah, she does. It's sweet. She has a sugary voice.
Yeah, I have yet to go to their gigs because, frankly, I'm afraid that I might become a stalker.
That you might be a what?
I might become a stalker.
Oh.
So,
well, I can see why, because she's great, man.
Yeah, I don't want to end up following her around like, Malin. Yeah.
Well, I have a position for a stalker open.
Oh, okay. What position is that, doggy missionary? pearl necklace.
Oh, lovely. Oh, man, that was a trip. I'll tell you what.
I'm listening to Jim's show, and I hear two women talking about pearl necklaces. It was too much for me not to pass up.
Yeah. You sound like a computer again. Hello? Damn it. Louie, fix your audio.
There's nothing I can do. Oh, hell.
Yes, there is. You can spend $1,000 on a good mic. Start saving now.
I'm saving up $1,000 to buy me an Apple computer.
An Apple computer?
Yes.
Well, I suppose that's good for music and whatnot and creativity stuff.
Oh, man.
I'm pretty boring. I use a PC, and I like it.
No, I mean, I have a PC right now, but I've tried an Apple computer, and I'm like, wow, I'm liking this.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
You buy yourself the Microsoft Office, you know, for Apple, and you're good. That's it, man. I got the bug. I got the Apple bug. I'm about to just say fuck this shit. Fuck, you know. And there's
like hardly any viruses written for Apple, so like you'll never get any viruses.
Yeah.
Huh?
I won't catch AIDS.
I can't hear you.
I won't catch AIDS.
A wombat bay? What?
Holy crap on a stick.
I heard that.
I won't catch AIDS.
Hmm?
I won't catch AIDS.
You won't catch AIDS.
I won't catch AIDS. Oh, God, Walmart bag.
How are you going to pull that off, you little fag?
Bag. Oh, yeah, because what? What, AIDS?
No, I'm just messing with you.
Wow, that's like really... I'm just kidding. Anyways,
you're
I'm gonna
bad, play. Louis. You're bad.
I know. Spank me. Make me bleed.
Oh, please.
Anyways,
wear that ass out.
I wish you would. Anyways, this is someday.
Police, boy, whip chains, all them things.
I'll punch you in the fucking cunt. Yeah, this is this the way by Someday Static on the Crotch Out Radio Show. Static with this way on a Crotch Out Radio Show. Let me get paid for that. Yeah. Hey, guest two. Who's that guest? Who's guest to you? Patience.
What?
Okay.
I can't hear even every third word that you say. I heard breath, nothing more.
God.
Your computer is messing with me again.
I really don't know what the problem is. I don't know how to fix the problem.
If you have a steady voice, it helps.
If I have a steady voice.
Yes, if you speak as though you were singing, then and you carry on as I am right now, It should be a lot easier for the mic to pick up what you're saying, because it's probably on stop when you stop, or VOR or something like that. If it's on voice recognition, then you're going to have the problem. You're going to have to sing your words like I am right now.
Okay. I don't know if anyone can hear me.
Guys, he's not getting it. You got guests. You got streamers. Play some music.
Boy.
Are you fed up for the BS world? The time for correctness is over. It's time to kick the issues in the balls. Listen to the Cry Shot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B, live on Saturdays and Sundays at 7 p.m., only on CryShotRadioShow.com. This isn't the Father Stupid Show. Listen live when you have the balls. The revolution starts now.
Little is known of Adolf Hitler's life before becoming Hitler. Did you know Hitler started as Berlin's best stand-up comedian?
Yeah.
Now you can take these recordings for you and yours. Now, straight from the factory, Hitler's stand-up. Stand-up is getting rave reviews. So get your copies today.
Holy shit!
I really gotta pick up a Hitler comedy CD. And no one heard me.
I heard you.
Holy crap! Yeah, I don't know whether it's the mic or my computer. I'm just gonna buy me a new mic tomorrow from Circuit City before it closes. Or go to Radio Shack. I don't know which.
Well, if you're doing VoIP, then it will do this like almost every time. You can't do VoIP like that. Not running a show.
Those Nazis were sure snappy dressers. Yes, they were. So what do I do? Because I can't play music without being on VoIP.
Play the music over VoIP?
Yeah.
And call in with your phone?
No. Oh, play the music over VoIP and call with my phone.
Yeah.
Damn it. I don't want to have to do all that, though.
Yeah, but, you know.
C'est la vie. That's just the way it goes. That's right. What?
I swear to God, I'm going to play, I swear I will play Ace of Base.
It's a beautiful life. Oh, I just want to be here.
Actually, hold on, let me see.
No, don't play Ace of Base. I don't have permission to play their shit.
I know, and they're kind of a pain in the ass, too, because they're foreign. They're French, so they're just like.
Oh. And then, you know, those guys basically have zero money at this point, right?
They what?
They have zero money at this point, don't they?
Who, Ace of Base?
No, she's the first base.
I'm going to jump through the computer and I'm going to kick your ass.
Man, you can't even kick your own ass.
Don't be so sure about that.
You know what? Bring it.
It's coming.
Yeah. Bring it.
At the price of gas, shit. Man, it'll be there in a week or two.
All right. Fuck him. It's like, I'm going to kick your ass, Louie. Meet me here. You know how many times I've actually frozen my ass waiting for someone to come kick my ass? Like, meet me on the corner of 42nd and 8th. All right, I'll be there. All right. 3 hours later. Okay, was that ass whipping someone promised me? Alright,
how tall are you, Louie?
Ass.
Hmm?
Oh, I can't believe they stack shit that high. I know that joke.
No, how tall are you?
Why?
Because I want to know if you were the big kid in class or the little kid in class.
I'm 5'8 right now, and here's the joke.
Oh, okay. That's pretty tall for a Puerto Rican.
Yeah. I'm taller than my dad.
Yeah. Did you grow up in a Puerto Rican neighborhood?
A white person neighborhood.
Hmm?
Before it changed to a white person neighborhood.
So yes or no, did you grow up in a Puerto Rican
yes.
neighborhood?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay, well then you were the big kid in class. You got your, you probably got fucked with a lot, and nobody showed up for the fights, right?
Oh, yeah. No, well, actually, what used to happen, I used to get jumped a lot. A lot of cheating. Like, one kid would be like, I'm going to kick your ass. I'm like, okay. Then about 10 kids and their uncles and aunts would show up. I'm like, what the
I know,
fuck
huh?
is this?
In a Puerto Rican neighborhood, the uncles and aunts are the same age, though.
Yeah, I know. I mean, they come out of the fucking sewer like rats. Like, hey, what's going on? What's going on? Why are you messing with my kid? I'm like, son of a bitch kicked me in the balls. He don't do that. Well, look at the black and blue on my nuts. He didn't do that. Oh, yeah, so I'm just going to stand here and fight him for no reason. Because I got a black and blue on my fucking ball. Alright. You know,
my oldest kid, see, I'm short as hell. I am 4'11" and a half, right?
But I come from
very, very large jeans, very tall jeans. It was just a freak thing that happened with me. I have sisters who are 6'2".
Damn.
My brothers are 6.5 foot tall apiece. One's close to 7 foot.
So damn,
and
they lift you up to give you a kiss.
I mean, they, you know, I have very, very tall siblings and, you know, very, very tall parents. And, you know, it was funny, you know, growing up when a kid would fuck with me, I was meaner than a junkyard dog. You know, I was timid for like the first couple of years in school. But then my sister told me that if I came home with my ass whipped one more time, then she was going to whip my ass. So I was more afraid of my 6 foot sister than I was of the fucking punks at school. So I just fucking went off, man. And I'll tell you something. My son got those tall jeans. He is tall as fuck. He's been eye to eye with me since he was 7. And he's 9 now. He's just a little bit taller than me now. So I mean, he's 9 and he's taller than his own mom.
Nice.
And all the kids in school are always fucking with him, man. Always trying to pick fights and stuff, man. But my kid's nice though. You know, he's like, man, no, I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to hurt you. And then when a kid, you know, finally pushes my son to the max, he just, like, grabs him and, like, sits on him. It's funny.
Oh, you know what I used to do when I was younger? Kids always, like, try to, like, grab me and try to spin me. But since I was a big kid, I had more, something about gravity. I forgot what it's called. A higher center or a lower center of gravity. I was able to take them and start spinning them, and then they would, like, lift up the air. And I would just throw them. I'm like, all right.
I remember there was a big black dude at school, right? And he said something about my body. Like, now as an adult thinking back, you know, it was probably a compliment. You know, he liked me. And, man, that boy pissed me off so much. I thought that he was, like, being disrespectful towards me. I was, like, all into feminist, you know, and at that time in my life. And I was, like, 16 years old, and my measurements were 38, 24, 38, and I benched my weight.
He's a brick.
I benched my weight. I was in weight class and shit, right?
He's my tomato.
Dude, I looked at this big dude. I looked at this big dude, and I was like, did you say this about me? And he was like, oh, hell yeah. You know, why don't you come on over here? And he started getting a little bit disrespectful. Man, I climbed that son of a bitch like a cat on a scratching post. He was laughing until I kneed him in the face. Dude was like almost 6 foot. It was hilarious. Everybody was just like, damn. The proctor didn't even get there in time because the proctor was just like, she's not going to do any damage. She's got to be playing. A little girl that size does not run up, you know, and I literally climbed that dude like a cat on a scratching post and kneed him in the face.
Ah.
It was funny.
Yeah, long story short, I'm kicking your ass.
Huh?
Long story short, I'm kicking your ass.
I dare ya. Come get some.
Yeah, and then I'll kick your ass.
Yeah.
We gotta do something about the sexual tension. Anyway, back to the music. This is Jay Randy.
Jay Randy with Remember the Good Times.
Now I hang in the shade. I feel good on the inside. That was back in the day. Not gonna tell you what went on.
myspace.com/JRandy. I think Eric is like really cute. But I'm glad he's listening.
What whispering?
I think me and him are going. I'm trying to sound coy.
Oh, don't do that.
Who are you?
Huh?
Eric, who are you?
Huh?
Oh, snap. We got two people streaming on the Crouch Out Radio Show. Hey, if you guys want to call in and listen, number is 724-444-7444. And they're going to ask you for an extension. It's 23980. And then your pin will be... Ah, shit, no one else is... No, they're going. Anyways, their pin is £1. £1. That little number. Eric left as soon as I started flirting with him. That sucks. Are you there? Yeah. Alright, damn. all that awkward silence shit. First comes a song, then comes a jingle, then comes an album with the first single.
But the very first single, sorry.
Anyways, let's not get the festivities.
What does Jim do? Does he do the same VOIP?
VOIP? Yeah, I think he does. He uses Skype. Jim uses Skype.
Use
sing it so that way the damn mic can pick up my voice. This fucking sucks, you dirty sons of bitches. This fucking mic, I must pick up a new one.
Hey, I'm gonna go buy a guitar soon. Probably the next, like, 3 months or so. And probably by March, I'm going to have a song. I'm going to have a song I want you to put on here.
Only if you send naked pictures with it.
And that's a no, because I don't want anybody ever to have those.
Well, then there will be no song played on the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Me. I just play it on my own network.
Well, then get your own damn network, woman. I don't give a fuck.
You're bad. Dude, you're mean.
I'm mean. I'm mean. Why does everyone say I'm mean? Yeah, well, mean
because you use expletives a lot. That's probably why.
You know, I'm from fucking Brooklyn. This is how we talk. My first word was fuck you.
Really?
Yeah, to the doctor.
You know, you want to hear a funny story about a kid's first words?
Okay.
My nephew, he's got Puerto Rican, Black, Mexican, Native American, and white in him.
Damn, he was meant to fight.
He is cute. He's a cute baby. And I was always the one taking care of him. Always, always, always taking care of him. And my parents never paid any attention. His mother was gone. And his father wasn't in the picture, of course. And whenever I, like, dropped something or broke something, I would always go, "Ah, shit," and shake my head, right? Well, one day my nephew was carrying around a bottle, and he dropped it, and the top popped off of it. And my mom was there, and he looked down, and he goes, "Ah, shit." And my mom just freaked out. She says, "Tell me that is not his first word."
That's really bad.
What?
Way to corrupt young children.
I know. I was only 10 when he was born, though, so.
Yeah, that's nothing, man. Whenever I got my kids.
God, we've got to fix this VOIP thing. Call in, and that way when you're talking, we can hear you. Because the songs come in much better than your voice does.
Right, yeah. Well, I'm dialing in.
What? Can't hear you. Dude, I really can't hear you. Can't hear. Dude, sing your words. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Call in on your cell phone. People, this is Patience Poet standing in for Louis V on the Crotch Shot Radio, and we're going to play some Ace of Base. Maybe some Beethoven. And just ignore the computer sound in the background. Okay, and we're going to be pulling these songs off of YouTube.com.
Oh, no!
Oh, boy. Let's see what we have here.
No! God!
Much better. Much better.
Oh, my goodness.
Over.
You know, you seriously were going to start playing Ace of Base.
Shit, no.
Oh. I knew you heard me screaming, weren't you?
No, I heard, like, every once in a while, I heard, like, that's all I heard. It was really, really bad, Louie.
Goodness. I screamed, no! As soon as you're like, we're going to play Ace of Base.
Well, that got you to call in right away.
What?
Well, that got you to call in right away. Now we can have a show.
Yeah, because I hate suck.
You hate what?
I hate suck.
You hate suck?
Oh, God. Somebody kill me. Kill me now.
Bang.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Anyways, let's continue with Black Suit Youth with Dropout. Hopefully it sounds good.
Well, if you have you both running together.
Got me.
Oh, how come I'm all messed up now?
Because I was about to play the song and you're like, yakety, 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 yak.
Yakety, yak, yak, yak. Hey, I was born in Yakima, Washington.
Oh, God.
You know this, right?
Something in her mouth. My zipper is stuck, and I'm 3,000 miles away.
You're bad.
Yeah, I know. But you love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, play it.
All right, I'm going to play it. Now, shh.
Me, 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 me.
I'm so bored out of my mind on this empty subway line. You know these are the darkest days, the dirty empty places. Oh no.
Yeah, that was Black Suit Youth with their song Dropout. Check them out, myspace.com/blacksuityouth.
Hey, sweetie.
That was much better.
Are you happy?
Not quite, but I'm getting there.
Oh, ooh. Mmm. So you get my satisfaction. Satisfaction.
I can't get no.
Yeah, let's see.
Bravo.
Which skit should I play?
Well, I was wondering if you actually got the clip that I wanted you to do done.
Oh, fuck. You know, you really got to email me a lot the specifics on what you need.
Okay. I need it tomorrow.
I'll give it to you tomorrow.
I'll bet so.
Yeah. All right. So after the show, you'll tell me exactly what you need. What exactly do you want to do with it? And I'll get it done, and I'll send it to you through Skype. In fact, that goes for anybody. If you want me to make you a skit, a commercial, or
hey, wait a minute! I thought I was special.
You special Ed.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. You are special. I mean, but you know, I'm doing yours free. Anybody else, I'm charging.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I'm going to charge $25. Well, you want me to do this? $25. You want a special Louis B. Comedy skit? Yeah.
Well, the only reason that you're doing the Pat Alert is because that's actually your contribution to Serena's Angels. It's like a donation of yourself anyway. So, you know, in a way.
I thought I was just doing it because I want to get in your pants.
People. Do something bad to him.
Okay, enough.
I'm telling my friends.
Go tell your
angry
friends.
Parents are going to get on. They're going to be like, what?
That I want to bang a girl that's older than me? All right, yeah, go right ahead. Put me on the fucking sex offender registry.
I'll do. I know, elderly abuse.
Elderly abuse?
Yeah.
You're only 4 years older than me, so no big deal.
You're old, I'm elderly. Ask any teenager. They'll tell you.
You're an old man. Oh, yeah, no. I'm 25. Damn! I'm like, what?
I don't know. I dated a 28-year-old when I was 16.
Oh, he was a pedophile.
No, he thought I was 21.
Oh. Oh, you could have fucked his life over.
I chose not to.
Yeah. Goodness, I can't. Like I said, I can't even stand 18-year-old girls. Something about them makes me want to kick their ass.
Like, you know, I couldn't date. I don't think I could date a guy your age anyway. I mean, honestly, you are so young.
Okay, only 4 years, relax.
Oh, please. The last time I dated a guy my age, I mean, the guy was so damn immature. He wanted to go to the beach every damn day. I was like, what? Please, I have a job, kids, a life.
You don't think I do that? I got a job. I got a life. But I don't got no kids, so all right, fine, you win.
I think shit changes when you get kids. I think that's the line. I think that's the line where you just say, you know what? I'd rather go to work today than go to the beach.
I see.
What are you doing?
Maybe what am I doing?
Oh, I thought you were doing something funny with the audio.
No.
Uh-huh.
What's wrong?
What are you doing? What's wrong with you?
Click.
Click. Oh, well. Well, she's not going to talk. Going to play this quick PSA. So, yeah.
Are you retarded, stupid, have no value in society? Or you feel like you're just a plain loser that's not going to go anywhere and you have no love in your life? Well, there's a cure. Ask your doctor if suicide is right for you.
Lift your head up high. Blow your brains out.
Mm-hmm. Bite my lips and close my eyes. Take me away to paradise. If you don't get the meaning of that verse and that song, it means masturbation.
Man, we have got to do something. We got to. I'm gonna start announcing to people to come to this show because we need more people in the actual chat room to enjoy this. This is an interactive radio show, people.
It really is.
And it's much better if you actually call in, and if you're here in the chat room playing with us.
Yeah.
Weekend fun.
Yeah, you know, it's just that people are become too. What's the word? That religion that starts with an M that isn't Muslim. Mormon. There you go.
Not even.
Yeah.
Mormons have more fun than that.
I don't know, man. I really don't like the Mormon religion, but that's like a racist-ass religion.
Oh, shit, yeah.
It's really...
They believe that anybody with color has the mark of Cain.
Yeah, it's a sign of the devil.
Well, no, it's not a sign of the devil. It's a sign. It's God put the mark on Cain so that nobody would kill him. But he's an outcast, so they're supposed to be outcasts, right? And recently the Mormon Church has changed that because now the white people here are the minority. And they need that tax. You know, they need that extra money, that 10%.
Yeah.
Which actually, if you actually go to Utah, and let's say you just move you and your family there, you know, you got a little passful of kids, you know, you and your wife, and you're going to work, you know, and you're living your life, and you don't go to church. Let's say you're not religious at all.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, after like 2 or 3 months, after you're settled in there nice and happy, a couple people from the Mormon Church are going to come by, and they're going to be like, where's your 10%? And you'd be like, excuse me? I'm not part of your church. I pay my, you know, federal taxes and state taxes, this, that, and the other. And they'll say, oh, no, if you live in this area, you have to pay to the church. They do
really?
That. Huh? Oh, yeah, I've had it. I was visiting a friend when it actually happened. They came in and I sent them out. They were like, they wanted an exorcism because I was cussing them up one side and down the other. And they're like, thou shalt not have filth come from my mouth. And blah, 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 blah. I was like, you know what? Let me explain something to you. To curse someone is to say, I hope something bad happens to you. Using expletives is not cursing. Like, get out of here, you fucktards.
Yeah, no. One of them started trying to like preach to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, I don't want to be a slave for the rest of eternity under a white dude on a planet. He's like, how do you know that? I'm like, you don't think I know about the Mormon religion? You know, your dude was staring in a hat to get ideas.
Well, you know, just to quash any belief that anybody may have in the Mormon religion. That dude, John Smith, that started their religion.
Yeah.
The book that, the book that he apparently supposedly wrote was written like a year or two before he ever wrote his book. Okay. He basically just recopied it, and it was supposed to be just like a philosophy book. from someone else, and he changed a few things, and he recovered it, and, you know, renamed it and called it his own. And all those secret things that angels gave to him, apparently
yeah.
nobody outside of him and his immediate family ever put eyes on them. And then God took them back when the people started demanding to see that, he was telling the truth. So there was no way for him to tell, to prove that God said this. So you just had to believe him or go to hell.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we believe that. Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
yeah
Elohim.
Nice try. Thanks for playing.
Yeah.
There's
anyways,
a retarded person up the street with like 5 cents. Maybe you might be able to get a penny out of him.
Yeah. Racist ass religion. Wait, we got guest four in the chat room.
What's up, guest four?
Yeah, I'm going to play some more music for guest four. This is Farther From Resolution with their song Stay on the Crotch Radio Show.
Problems all the time.
That was Father from Resolution with their song Stay on the Crotch Shot Radio Show. We got Denial up in the chat room. What's up, girl? I mean, girl. What's wrong with me today? What the hell is wrong with me today?
That song was powerful.
What?
That song was good.
You liked it?
I did.
Check them out. It's myspace.com/farther from resolution. They're Long Island band.
What's it like in New York?
Unbelievable. Spinning splendor. On the highways and over on a magic carpet.
Wait a second, Louie. You said you didn't have any kids. Why would you know that?
A whole new world. Oh, because I was one when that came out.
Yeah, but you would have had to be a gay one.
God damn it.
I'm sorry, Louie.
Why is everyone keep trying to push me out of the closet? We know you're in there. Come out. No. I like it in here. It's cozy. I'm a dying pussy. Stop lying. But I do. Now you can be bi. It's no big deal. But I don't like penis except my own. I promise you. Come out of the closet now! No! I'm not even in the closet. I'm in the toilet. Let me
out of the closet, poo. Into the toilet. Crotch Shot Radio, people.
Let me poo. I'm trying to poo. Stop interrupting me while I'm making a blog. I've dropped a deuce. And now, has this joke gone on long enough? I'm going to end the joke. I'm going to end the joke now. Yes. Yes,
give
patience.
Give it its last rites.
Okay.
Charmota.
Yeah, I know. God, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's been an hour and 30 minutes, and,
There was this Arabic guy, like, 2 years ago.
Really? There was an Arabic guy 2 years ago where I'm at, too. What a coincidence.
And he was trying to rip me off. He was a wholesaler, and he was trying to rip my dealership off. And he was talking to his buddy in Arabic, and he was telling him, he said that, I think I can get another 500 for this car, right? And it was a piece of shit. And he says, and they don't know about the alternator. And I was like, oh, great. You know, that's not going to happen. Not with me on cue. Not with me on the job here, you know. And I looked at him, I said, hey, Charmota, I don't want that one. And he says, how come you see this word? Da, da, da. I said, Heidi, is English I sped him? I said, that basically means what? You know, I say it in fucking English. Is that better for you? I said, listen, bitch. Oh, man, that was funny. He was like, why you say this word? It's like bitch. Yes, I called you a bitch. And? Oh. Why do they have these words in their language if they don't want us to use them?
What are you doing?
That's Indian. That's Indian.
I cannot do Arabic.
Listen, the difference is bibbidi bop is Indian. Khakhava the khab is Arabic. Okay? There's a difference.
Bibbidi bop.
Bibbidi bop is fucking Indian and Hindi.
What is this you say? Call me bitch. Is that good enough?
His word is like beach.
Beach. Why are you calling me beach? Do not make me slice you with that funny sword we have.
Don't know me, beach.
Yes. I will make
Actually, that's...
What?
Actually, that's Romanian.
I am a heavy
Yes. Chimpanzee. Yes, I'm very heavy.
Very, very angry.
Very angry.
Jim's on. Yay.
Yes?
Yeah, Jim's on. He just came on.
On where?
Yahoo. I'm going to go ahead and send him the link.
Yoo-hoo! Yeah, let Jim call it. Oh, goodness. I just sent Robert the link. Hopefully he'll come in the room. Robert Wanick. Wanick. Seriously, why do they mess with... I hope they're not messing with him anymore.
Jim?
No, Robert.
Your twink?
Well, excuse me. Where the hell that came from? Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Speaking. How can I help you, my friend? Hello?
I wasn't talking to you.
You said, oh, my God.
I wasn't talking to you. You're not my God.
All right. Your ass is not getting raptured. I swear to me. Can you start believing in me for my sake?
I sent Jimmy here. He's coming.
Jimbo!
Jimbo.
Jimbo. It's Jimmy from Freedom
Fighters.
He just
got back from the Atlanta, Georgia protest. So we're going to have to ask him what happened.
Yeah, dude, you know what? We ended that thing so fucking early. Shit, it's cold. We like 1,000 strong and we ended like, fuck, it's really cold.
Hey, Louie, you know how I know I'm a bad cook?
Why?
Because I made the kitten some new food, you know, some fresh food out of the cat food there. You know, ground it up for him and stuff. And I put it down for him to eat. And he sniffed it, tilted his head back, turned around, and then he scratched at the ground to cover it up like it was shit. That's bad. When you make something for the cat, the cat's like, oh, cover it up.
Fuck this shit. Anyway, speaking about covering shit up, we got Jimbo on the line from Freedom Fighter Radio.
Everybody stop talk. Stop talking. Stop talking. Don't tell him. Don't tell him what we're talking about.
Okay.
Hey, Jim.
You know, it's rude to keep secrets from friends, right?
How was the Georgia protest, dude?
No, what were you talking about? That's more important.
Oh, my God. I was just fucking with you.
Oh, I wish. God, in my dreams. Anyway, anyway, it went really well.
You know what, Jim? You're so backed up, you jerk off about jerking off.
No, I hear you. Well, I did try to pick up the 22-year-old waitress but at the Vortex, but oh well. Anyway, that's the difference between Alex and me. I go out to a protest and then go out and buy the other protesters beers and hit on the waitresses. But hey, I'm an American, you know. But anyway, the protest went really well. We started off with 81 people, and it doubled in size before we were in. It was to 165, which was really neat, though, which is really neat here in Atlanta, Georgia, is we had, and I'll tell you about the numbers in the other places. We had it was mixed, racially mixed. I mean, obviously predominantly white, but there was African-Americans there. We had Hispanics there, you know, and Orientals there. The bottom line is it truly reflected the cross-section of America. But what is really neat, is that the predominant age crowd was under 30, and that is really awesome. In fact, We Are Changed Georgia now has probably just doubled in size because of this, because a lot of the young people there, they want to get out there and do this again, and they're with the 9/11 troop movement, and I told them about the We Are Changed movement, and they're familiar with it, and so now that we're going to be organized and We Are Changed there and doing more. The neat thing too, though, guys, is the other protests went extremely well too. Houston, where Ron Paul was at, they said it was somewhere between 500 and 1,000 people, not 500,000. Minneapolis, I was told, had 300-plus people. Florida, poor Alex, he just had just slightly under 100. L.A. had, I think, 300 or 400-plus people. And a lot of people said we wasted – some people may think that we wasted our time by protesting empty buildings. Well, the bottom line is, Louie, we're not out protesting empty buildings. We're not trying to win these bastards, the enemy that occupied those buildings. We're trying to educate the public. We hundreds in Georgia, but nationwide, literally, I would say, because of 38 protests, literally thousands of DVDs got out about the Fed and, yeah, and the truth movement. It was really awesome, man, because we didn't have any officers on duty at the Federal Reserve. The only visible officer was one across the street about on the edge of at a construction site. And even when we ran out in the street in downtown Atlanta at the red lights, the people were really receptive to the message. I mean, the whole block, they would see signs. Everybody having a sign. Everyone had a sign. And so we would swarm the cars. Like five or six people would, like, mob the car, totally surrounded. And the people would roll their windows down. And they weren't, like, all freaking out. They were, like, totally receptive, like, wanting to see, willingly eager to get the literature. They see us handing out literature and DVDs, and they were, like, taking it. You know, a few people just waved their hand, like, no. But predominantly, so many cars running by, thumbs up, beeping their horns at us, taking these DVDs about the Fed and the creature from Jekyll Island, Mr. Griffin has done. So it was a big step forward in the movement today. And we're looking forward to more activism. And there was no confrontations or negative repercussions, as far as police anywhere in the nation. We haven't had any reports of anything negative happening across America. So it went extremely well.
Yeah, I think New York City actually got the nation beat. We had close to 1,000 people show up.
Well, that is awesome. And you know what, though? I think the next time New York City is even going to have more people out here. Because you know what, Louis? I think here's the bottom line. I think a lot of people are afraid to show up because, well, Louis, let's face it. They're afraid that, they're going to get hassled by the police. And I think what needs to be focused on, and I'm going to be sharing with the other people, is what needs to be focused on in order to get more people next time, is that here we had 38 cities across America, several thousand people combined, and not one person was hassled by the government, or the law enforcement, not one person. Everything went smoothly like clockwork, okay? So this should show people that we can get out there. We can get out there and we can address the problems and make change, so it shows that to hope. And the reception of the people was just magnanimous on everything. It was totally awesome, man, and I'm really excited about this. I mean, this will help the Weird Change movement, but we got only, Louis, we've got to keep the momentum flowing.
Exactly.
What?
Louis is not feeling good.
Well, yeah. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to video any of it, Louis.
Well,
that's because guess why? Because I don't have a video camera, so that's why I've been.
You know what? You know what? You know what, Jim? You know what I'm doing to raise money for We Are Change Latino?
Huh?
Get a freaking job.
Well, Dave.
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal. The other half of Freedom Fire Radio, listen, here, I'll get a job. You know what my job is going to be? My job is going to be when I sue the freaking government.
You can say fuck on my show.
No, I did. I said, and then I stopped. Okay, I did not. When I sued the freaking government for my upside down flag thing, when I beat the disorderly thing and we turned it into a civil rights case and we sued them, also my co-host is won by default and there's actually a press release being sent out and he's going to be getting interviewed on some regular AM radio stations, Dave. The problem is getting to collect on it, on his $24 million lawsuit that the government failed to appear at a hearing and under law, that ruled as a default win. The case is won by default, okay, because the government's attorneys with the IRS and the feds refused to show up. So bottom line, the question is a matter of collecting. And if he does collect, we're looking at $24 million. But that we may never get that. I think we'll get my money for my lawsuit probably before that. And then Louis, we'll get you a camera too.
Yay. Well, with that said, I'm gonna play some play a band that are they're truthers. The group is called the Almighty Terribles, and this song is called "Bombing the Bedroom." Holy crap. The hell was that? I mean, the song is fantastic, but the damn audio. Holy crap. Okay, let's try this again, ladies and gentlemen. Hello.
Testing.
Wow, that sounds terrible. That really sounded terrible.
God damn it, Willie, play it over your phone.
Play it over my phone. Yeah.
I'm sorry, you can't put songs out via Morse code.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my gosh, Louie B, when you said you wanted to cut out the technical aspect of your show, I didn't know that you were going to go back to Morse code. Come on, play it over your phone. Play it over your phone.
It's going to sound horrible.
So, play it over your phone.
It's going to sound horrible over my phone.
I'm asking for it.
Yeah, you're asking. Oh, well, I'll give it to you. Doggit. Let me see if I can do it through Google Talk.
Oh, my God.
Seeking.
You're going to continue with these... Jim?
Yes?
What do you put your sound effects through?
That's an ancient Chinese secret. No, actually, ancient Jewish secret. No, seriously.
Guy coughing on yum.
Yeah, listen, here's what you can do. Via motion, Louis. It's a cheap, quick way to do it for free. Via voice emotion on there. But you got to make sure you don't put it in a continual loop, okay? Voice emotion. If you get
I try voice emotion. I can't play my. You go me. Have to
talk through your phone, Louie.
I am talking through my phone. Can you hear me?
Damn it! Your phone caught the virus too.
Holy crap!
Louie, do we got to put the red, white, and blue condom on your phone?
Yeah, I think we do.
Okay, we're gonna have to put the red, white, and blue condom on Louie's phone, people. It has obviously been infected.
No, it hasn't.
Oh, is it working, Louie?
Yeah, it is
no.
working.
No. I'm sorry. Listen, you got to understand. I am hyped up.
You know what? I'm tired of the bullshit.
I don't mute you. We didn't mute you when you were going off with a guest last night.
Listen, Louie, I am hyped up. Listen, when I was in...
Hey, Pecker. Damn it. Louie, let him speak.
Yeah, I am letting him speak.
He's
That's
gone.
The only form of entertainment
we
right
him.
Now.
Oh, snap, we got Mike. Hi, Mike. And we got with rocks I cry.
that with Rocks I Cry? Or he just muted himself, I guess? Yep, he muted himself.
How did somebody mute themselves? Oh, okay, never mind. I got it.
He got my problems. Everyone got my problems today.
Well, Tim got a call from RTR, so he's gonna handle that. He had to drop us.
Oh, okay.
RTR, I see how it is. I see how it is, Jim. RTR calls, and you drop us.
Yeah.
Drop everybody.
Let's see if this works again. Let me play Bombing the Bedroom by the Almighty Terribles.
Well, with Rocks I Cry is a chick, and she says that she's handicapped. And she has mic problems.
Okay. I mean, I'm sorry about you being handicapped, but what the hell does that have to do with anything?
Oh,
I don't know. Maybe that's like the blonde mating cry of
who,
I'm so drunk.
Who's
you
making
know?
Jokes?
Huh?
Did I
drunk handicapped chicks rule.
What?
Yeah.
I said drunk handicapped chicks rule.
Yeah.
I like to
bang homeless chicks because you could just dump them anywhere. That old gag.
You know what's also dope is banging chicks that are fresh out of rehab.
Oh, dude, I love chicks that are on meth treatments.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're easy.
Methadone.
Yeah, methadone, yeah. Meth chicks. Methadone.
No, there's a difference between meth and methadone.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
See, I'm not a druggie,
yeah, that's
so.
That's the getting off heroin.
Neither am I.
Yeah, it's common knowledge here. It's Americana jargon.
Ah.
You got any music, bro, or what's the deal?
Yeah, I got some music. We got some music. I'm trying to get some technical issues. So
his mic is impotent.
Yeah.
Sterile.
Yeah, we're gonna get it started. So shut up. This is Bomb in the Bedroom, hopefully, on the Crack Shot Radio Show. Oh, son of a bitch. Squaha. You gotta be fucking kidding me. It's not the song. It's the damn connection. Don't blame the song. You know what? Let me see. Let me try to lower some bandwidth. Oh, God. Sorry, everybody. I'm having some technical issues. I think freaking talk shoes being stupid. All right. Lower the bandwidth. I'm not using that much. All right, let's try this again. Fuck! All right, I'm just going to get over about it. I'm going to just, It was working fine. Some bitch. All right, what I'm going to do...
is doing this. All right, what I'm doing is I'm just rebooting. Rebooting the, not the computer, but the connection. I'm just going to call in again. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Gotta forget. We got patience. Patience, you could talk. Mike, you could talk. I mean, you know, you guys could talk. I'm just... I'm not as thing as this, really. She's laughing because the whole thing is fucked up now. Oh, okay.
It's bad luck to meet a blonde. You know this, right?
I thought you were a brunette downstairs.
Oh, God.
What?
No, actually, I gotta send this email out. I got an email from a politician who's interested in helping out with reform, so I've gotta go.
Are you leaving me now?
Yeah, dude, I'm sorry, I gotta go.
Aw. All right, fine. Be sure you email me with the thing.
And the pictures?
Sure, and the pictures.
I'll see what I can do.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye. All right. If this doesn't work, I'm just going to end the fucking show, and you guys can check out the archives. So, yeah. Okay, let's try this one more time. Crowd Shot Radio Show. This is Bomb in the Bedroom by the Almighty Terribles. Yeah, fuck. Yeah, it was nice having you guys on. This has been the Crowd Shot Radio Show. Yeah, but just listen to the archives. And now it's not letting me get back in the room. I'm just going to end the show. I don't know why it started bugging out on me right now. So, yeah. Now I'm going to try to get in the room. Yep. Guys, we have time to freaking load. It's ridiculous. It really is. Oh, we're getting technical issues on the damn talk show. Yeah. Mike, are you still on the line? Now I'm just going to wait for the talk show thing to finish loading. One step closer to loading. Now it's just running slow. I really think it is a talk. I think it's talk show. I really think it's talk show. Because I didn't have these problems with, I don't know. God damn it. I mean, we had a good show, practice fuck up, so, you know. If anybody else is on the line. But lately we've been having technical issues with TalkShoe for a while. I mean, yeah, I get a bigger audience with TalkShoe. Well, I have the potential to get a bigger audience. But with Now Live, I wasn't getting half the issues with this. Even after I lowered my damn bandwidth. All right. Bye, everybody.